Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Subtle nuances.
That's what we're all about, subtle nuances.
Yes. Anyway, that's not what we're about. We're about all kinds of crazy indie music.
Yeah, indie.
This is the Indie Circuit. Yeah. My name's Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius,
from Parts Unknown, and this is show 120.
Man, that's a lot. I didn't know we had...
We are cranking hardcore.
Wow, hardcore music. Hardcore music.
This was a week of spending money for me.
Yeah, on what?
Well, all good stuff. I have a box I have to open up.
Yeah, I saw that there, but I didn't say anything.
I saved it. It arrived yesterday, and I was like, I can wait one day and save it for our listeners. That is the limited edition David Bowie 3 vinyl.
The albums.
Yeah. Now, what happened was I ordered... There's a limited edition, which I don't buy into that crap, but whatever. It was an album pressed of some of the last live performances of David Bowie and all his great stuff, all that, like the stuff you remember. And they were like, well, order it now. And this was like a month ago I bought it. And it wasn't cheap. And I bought it, and then I was like, oh, okay, now here's the download code. So it sent a download code for all the MP3s of it. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, you know, because you listen to it. It's kind of touching. I kind of have it. I don't like all of his stuff, but I have a lot of admiration for him. I always have had a lot of admiration for him. He always kind of pushed the boundaries of music and what music could be and should be, to me. Mm. You know, he was the first one with CDs. He was the first one with interactive stuff. So CDs did other crap. They had videos hidden in them and stuff, you know. He really knew how to let things breathe, let music be music. You know, he wasn't so constrictive.
Yeah, right,
So I was like, well, I'll plunk down my money, and I bought it. So I'll do probably the second segment. I'll do a live open, and we can kind of take a look at what it really entails. I didn't read too much about it, other than I was like, oh, three. It's a three album box set. So
okay, all right.
What do you got going on? Anything going on this week for you?
I'm still like digesting Bruce Kung Fu Girls from from Kung Fu's Theater.
Yes, our newest
show.
Another show here we have here on Radio St. Pete. If you haven't heard, where have you been? Get on the trolley.
Yeah, watch it. Saturday night at what? Midnight?
Midnight. Saturday night at midnight.
When you hear the gong.
Yeah, when you hear the gong.
The game is on.
You know it's time for... We have the Kung Fu Theater.
Kung Fu Theater, yeah. We did very interesting movies this week. We did Kung Fu... Bruce Kung Fu Girls for Kung Fu Theater. Yep. We did Slow Robot.
Then we have a Slow Robot A Go-Go podcast. That's separate from Radio St. Pete, but you can still enjoy it by going to
BunchOfDorks.com.
What movies did we pick for that
one?
We did
Planet of Dinosaurs and Gas Pump Girls.
Gas Pump Girls.
270s. Everything that we did this week was 70s.
Oh.
Clot greatness. Polyester, disco.
Drenched in medallions and disco and sadness.
And sadness and beer.
Well, that was just me. That was just me. Here's some music that isn't drenched in the 70s.
But you can drink beer with
this
music.
Oh, you know what? Let's put some new stuff on. I just downloaded some new songs from Jim McNamara.
Okay.
Hip. Kind of cool stuff. Yeah, I dig it. Not a hipster.
Rock and roll.
Kind of cool rock and roll. So let's get into this.
Rock and roll.
We'll be back with more shenanigans after these musical stylings.
23 Skidoo.
Off your nose with a rubber hose.
65% of the people murdered in the last 10 years were killed by handguns.
Would it make you feel any better, little girl, if they was pushed out of windows?
We'll be right back. his guns when there's nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. Why not choose love instead of what you do? Our world is big enough for more than one view. Love can conquer and love can heal. Love can save because love. So much blood. Who sits down and plans such unthinkable deeds? Such horrible nightmares. Why is there a need?
The Who, the Her.
Gator.
It's got everything going for it. It's got Burt Reynolds and Jerry Reed going for each other's throats. It's got Burt Reynolds and Lauren Hutton going for each other's bodies. And it's got Burt Reynolds and Jack Weston who are going to drive each other crazy.
You drive.
Why am I driving?
I don't drive.
You don't drive.
It's got action in the air, on the land, and in the swamp. It's got adventure, comedy, suspense, and romance.
You charmed the shirt right off my back.
Car crashes, boat chases, fist fights, and fire.
We're coming to get you, Gator.
And it's got Burt Reynolds, who's got to direct it all and star in Gator. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Dude, we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
All right, we are back. That was Jim McNamara. I played All You Get, Fire Away, and A Hole in My Eye. Ouch.
Exactly.
Don't do that. That's no good for anybody.
No.
All right. Time for the live open. Let me see if I can not chop into my records here with my little opening letter opener I got. This is interesting. I should have opened this before.
Is this from Amazon?
Yes, it is. Amazon Prime.
I'm just waiting for Amazon to put everybody out of business. And then they'll sell, and then they'll end up going out of business.
Wow.
I'm just waiting for that. They're going to pull a Blockbuster. I'm sure. I'm so sure.
Wow, look at that.
Yep, so it's one big box set with...
Bowie, A Reality Tour. Premium vinyl pressing HQ 180. Whew. Boy, this is nice stuff. This is big. This is a heavy-duty box
set. How many albums is it?
One, two, three albums. Yep, it's three albums, so it's like a... Rebel Rebel, New Killer Star, Reality, Fame, Cactus, Sister Midnight, Afraid, all the young Dudes, Be My Wife, The Loneliest Guy, The Man Who Sold the World, which is one of my favorite songs ever, Sunday, Fantastic Voyage, Hello, I'm not reading through all these.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. Let's see what's in the box, though, because I think there's also, like, posters and
so is this the one that's live, or is this... Okay.
So it's good stuff.
It's not the studio.
Mm-mm.
There's no studio.
I don't think there is. There's also... Because there's also some that are unreleased, it said. Now, I know...
Well, I read somewhere where he's got more songs floating around, and what his producer, Tony Visconti, said that...
He has more songs than have ever been made.
He can't wait for some of the other stuff to come out, because there is more material.
Oh, that's all these guys. They go and
Prince,
go and go. Yeah.
Prince,
oh, my God.
Has tons of stuff.
Let's see. Okay, hurry up. See if I can open this up here without wrecking it. Okay, here we go. So, kind of an insert that shows the names of the albums and all that kind of stuff. Oh, here's a poster. Big poster, him on stage, kind of waving at everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, blue.
Oh, they put it on blue vinyl.
Yeah,
man.
Look at that. That's beautiful. Wow. Really, it's like a nice, like almost like not a sea blue, but like a nice, that's it. Oh, yep, that's it. So there's three really heavy duty blue vinyl records, a poster, and an insert.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice indeed. Oh, that blue is beautiful.
I'm kind of surprised there's not a booklet in there. So
yeah, me too, but that's all right. I don't read that kind of crap much anyway.
So there you go. So that's brand new.
Brand new, just released.
Right on.
Yeah, right on indeed. Okay, well, that was the suspense. Yes. Has now been quelled. That was David Bowie's. It might still be available. I don't know. If you're a big Bowie fan, make sure you run out and get it. I know I'm going to... I have a friend in Japan, and she loves Bowie. I'm going to have to see if I can slide the MP3s her way. I know she'll be... It's funny. She's the mother of an exchange student that was with us. I went... to her, she took me around her hometown, and I went into her. It's like her. I visited her her parents, and we're sitting in her house that she grew up in, and everything like that. And like above her bed was still like where her room was, where her bed was. There was a Bowie poster she had on the ceiling, like total 70s, 80s, you know, above her bed. It was so
That's
great.
Awesome.
So she loved Bowie, you know, and I. So I think I'll surprise her with the MP3s and say, hey. check it out. You know, she'll love it.
Very cool.
Yep, fun stuff. All right, here's some more fun stuff. How about some ghastly ones, man?
All right.
Some not haunting. We'll get something else.
We got some other ones.
Oh yeah, we do. Here they are.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Helen, start your engine.
Stepping out in my Raiders coach, are you looking at, butthead?
Ing.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
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 Mockingbird. Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
And that was our good friends, the Ghastly Ones. I played Cargoyle, Raiders Coach, and Ghoulfink Stomp, all off of their Gears and Ghoulfinks. Awesome stuff. Make sure you give them some love. Check them out online.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The Cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet, Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls who put the high in high school and the last in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies. Revenge of the Cheerleaders, rated R.
I just ate the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
We'll be right back.
みんな韓国ドラマ見て泣いてますか？
見てねえよ。
見てねえ。
見たことねえ。
そうなんや。韓国ドラマみんないいんで見てください。
韓流って。テレビ買ってくれ。
Misplaced rage. Name your cliche. Mother held him too much or not enough. Last picked at kickball, late night sneaky uncle, whatever. Now he's so angry. Moments of levity actually cause him pain. Gives him headaches. Happiness for that gentleman hurts. We'll be right back.
need to put an end to all this black-on-black crime. We need to call a truce.
What about that time you shot Byron? Ain't that black-on-black crime?
Yeah. No. Byron was light-skinned.
And that, my friends, was Red Bacteria Vacuum. I played Y and Zero, Fine Day, and Gimme Culture. I believe that's what I pulled out of that cauldron of awesome that I call...
This is a Japanese band, right?
Oh, yeah. Japanese punk band.
Still around?
Yep. Yep. Okay. They're still touring. They go out to SWSX a lot. Great. I have hopes of going out there and interviewing them at some point in my life, because there's a lot of different bands that we play from, of course, Benton Records, Audrey Benton, that make the show, or part of our show, part of our culture.
Yeah.
I dig them. They are fierce. I wish I saw some of that ferocity and tenaciousness in some of our music that we make. But
I'm sure there is, but...
It's hard to find, though.
That's the million dollar... This is a discussion I have with a friend of mine who's in the business. He's like, oh, well, there's a ton of music. You can just find it on social media. I go, well, where do I look? How do I know? Well, you know, it's on here and there and all these other places, and I'm going, like, if there's not one specific place where I can go to find this stuff that's centralized, it's all over the place.
And they, like never
finding it.
They never let you. Like I find this band because, of course, I love 5678. That's one of my...
And so you go
I am their super fan.
So Facebook shows you all...
Well, not these gals. Now, here's the lineage. So I love I love the 5678. I am, like, one of the few super fans of that group. I have everything they've ever done.
Except one.
Oh, and I keep looking every day. But anyway, so then I find Lulu's Marble. And then I was like, okay, that's cool. Then I found a website that talked about different things. That website got shut down by the records because he had them up. He had the stuff up there. And I was like, wait, what? So then I stumble across a sampler from Japan Night. Then I meet Audrey Benton. Not meet her in person, but meet her, like, you know, in the virtual world. And then we become part of, like, we play her music all the time and kind of promote her shows. So, like, without that stumbling into a few of those things, I would never have ever discovered any of these bands.
Wow.
All those, Petty Buka and the Red Bacteria Vacuum, like what you're saying, and all of my play, Genie Oops, you're like, how do you find these? There's no source, and if there is a source, it's almost like it gets destroyed by the record companies that should be promoting them. That guy should have gotten funding from these record companies, because, yes, maybe he had download stuff, so what? Here I am, Joe Consumer. I'm buying this stuff.
That's right.
I find it. I listen to it. The garbage is garbage, and that's what it should be. The good stuff, I buy it. Or I promote it. At the very least, I say, man, this is awesome. Go look up Red Bacteria Vacuum. Some people are. Maybe not everyone, but some are like, I dig these crazy chicks. And they go find them, and they plop down their $12 or whatever, and, you know...
So say you go on Amazon, and you type in Red Bacteria Vacuum, mm-hmm. and you're like... buy one of the records and click on them. Do the algorithms actually come back and tell you,
I think,
hey,
across the bottom, they're like, hey, you're a jerk that might like these stupid things.
They
and across the bottom,
does it
yeah.
ever show up, like, when you go on, you know, your browser, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, Amazon, sale.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. When you click on something to look it up, and this is what's kind of brutal. Like I work, I'll do a lot of that stuff to do research on, like, logo formulations and stuff like that. So I'm getting all kinds of ads.
Yeah, I bet.
Like,
you
I'm
are.
Getting ads for screwdrivers and ads for plumbing and ads for crap, and I'm like, oh my God, leave me alone, please. So that's the downfall of it. But that wacky internet. One day it's gonna go away. And
it's the bane of our existence. Even though we're on it, and that's why you have this show. But
I like how I'm biting the hand that feeds me.
That's the story of my life.
That is
bite
the story.
That hand.
Yep, and bite down and never let go. Here's some more music. We'll be right back. Or maybe we won't. See where
maybe
it lands.
Maybe we won't. We'll
see where it lands.
Maybe we'll be back next week.
Or the week after.
Or the week after.
No, we'll be back.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
First to go.
find laughter in these precious moments with you. Losing my mean streak, so much love around me, breaking through because of you. Angry, impatient with something to prove, arrogant indifference with a bad attitude. Wore my fears like armor, thought I was bulletproof. Now I feel like I'm in my prime, with the gift of all this extra time. Fear begins to give way to hope. Losing my mean streak, so much love of you. If someone had told me this is where I'd be, I'd call them a fool. I'm losing my mean streak.
And you take my hand, there is I know the food's a little different here, but it's actually good, and good for you. We don't serve it with any grease or fat.
If we pay extra, could we maybe get some grease or fat?
All right, that was Van Duren. I played Losing My Mean Streak and Private Sky. Such a mellow song. I wouldn't think he had a mean streak, but I guess you have it.
Well, you know, everybody has a little bit. But that was Loveland Duren. That was the great Van Duren and Vicki Loveland. You can find this music and more. Go to lovelandduren.com and buy these records. He's a great Memphis musician, involved with Big Star and all these cool bands.
Oh, that's
and,
right. I remember now when you're talking
about
him. Good guy, good stuff.
He's a really nice guy. He sent me these CDs, and I want to promote his great music.
Well, you should.
All right.
So go check him out, and awesome. That's it for this week. My name's Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and we will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Here's not the mushroom song.